Here we go. Hey there, folks. This is your host, Cameron Ivey of Privacy Please, and thank you so much for tuning in each and every week. If this is your first time, welcome to the show. Tell your friends about it if you like it. If you don't, let's just pretend you didn't listen to it. Thanks again for coming in, and we hope you enjoy the show.
I don't know where it is.
We're here. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Privacy Please. Cameron Ivey here with Gabe Gums. It is, what is it today? It's a Thursday? I forget where I'm at. It's been a crazy week, but we're here. We're living. We're breathing.
Yeah.
The weather is actually really nice here in Florida. Sorry if you guys up north or out west. I don't know.
They may enjoy it. Who knows?
That's true. I complain about being freezing cold when my house is 65.
I understand these problems.
They're going to continue to be a problem for me because I'm just a Floridian. But that's besides the fact.
I understand.
How are you doing, Gabe?
I am well, sir. I am well. It's always good to get on air and kick it through some privacy and security.
Yeah, we got some pretty cool things that are in the mix. We're gonna have some live shows in
that one coming up next month.
Yeah, mid-April.
Yeah,
We're gonna have a lot coming up, but
We're working on some exciting video stuff. We'll see how that comes along for the team. Yeah. We've got some new podcast recording space we're trying to try out. Also, we got all kinds of things in the works. We're hoping to continue to take your feedback on the show and make it better. So all of that is coming.
It's exciting.
Well, yeah, I love it.
At that point, there's always something going on in privacy, always changes happening. We were looking about, me and Gabe were talking about this Glassdoor thing that recently came out. Basically, the article states that users ditch Glassdoor, stunned by site adding real names without consent. It's a very confusing headline, in my opinion. What was your first take on this, Gabe?
My first impression was, oh shit, all of those people that were relying on anonymity to be transparent about their feedback,
employees.
might find themselves a little anxious with this news. And again, I string the sentence of words together very intentionally also, right? Those users were relying. They had an expectation that they were going to be anonymous.
Right.
The fact that that expectation changes, I think, is the first thing that jumps out to me here is, it's the old Star Wars line. I've altered the arrangement, right? Pray I do not alter, right? Pray I do not alter it further. I probably botched the quote just a little bit there. But, you know, these sites, technology, as a lot of it exists today, unfortunately, there's been a loss of ownership of technology.
Right.
A lot of loss of ownership. Almost everything's up for rent, and I know everyone feels that way now, right? Every platform's a subscription. Everything's a damn subscription. You name it, it's a subscription.
Everything.
And so what that also means is with that loss of ownership has equally come some loss of control. With that loss of control equally comes things like, they can alter the arrangement anytime they want. And they altered the arrangement. You used to be anonymous. Now you're not. There was never anything in the platform that suggested you would be anonymous other than their word. What do I mean by that? There's some VPN services, they go through lengths to tell you what they do to keep your data anonymous. We don't collect these logs. We don't keep these logs. We purge these things. When you go to any message board, any site at all, and it purports to tell you that you are in any way anonymous, and it doesn't tell you how it is doing so, all it's probably doing is just keeping your information private, not anonymous, right? The system itself isn't anonymous. They are choosing to keep your information private. I I'm not ready to overreact and say this is a bad move by Glassdoor, because I'm just not certain about that. And I think this is one of those things that requires an open conversation amongst society, right? Like there should be some mechanism for being able to express your how you feel about an organization, right? Like
sure.
giving that feedback on it. But there's also a need to balance that against those that would hide behind the shield of privacy to, you know, make claims against an organization. And they do not have to be ridiculous ones. They don't have to be ones that rise to the level of slander, but even just ones that rise to the level of an unfair representation of the facts.
Right.
The problem with unfair representation of the facts as it pertains to this topic is, like, everyone just sees things differently. People have different point of view. I'm certain that there are some employees and employees who've parted ways, maybe even on amicable terms, and saw the part differently. They saw the parting of the ways differently. And there's those that parted ways not so amicably. And again, they saw the parting differently. The biggest challenge I have with this is, man, reversing policy and anonymity is just, it's naughty. It's hard to forgive. Right?
Like,
let's assume Glassdoor reverses their policy. Should you ever trust them? I don't know.
In all honesty, did you ever trust them in the first place?
No, but you see, you and I operate under different, threat profiles, right? Like we look at those types of things differently just as a byproduct of what we do.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's almost a feeling of like, obviously, if you go down to the human level of everything, it's they should probably change their name from Glassdoor to Exposed.
Yeah.
And because we're talking about human beings that are now feeling 100% vulnerable when trying to use something like this. So it's that's probably concerning. Like
lots of concerns.
To your point.
Worry about retaliation concerns, people not wanting to hire you because you left a shitty review somewhere else. All kinds of concerns. I don't love – here's what I don't love. This immediately impacts employees more than the employers, in my opinion. And I don't love that. The power imbalance is not good. It's not good. Not good there at all. And so I think the number one takeaway for those that are tuning into a privacy and security show is that the internet is not a private place by design.
No.
And the places where you can find privacy, you should validate that.
I think if you go turn to like the consumer side of things, obviously the consumers want to go to Glassdoor to make informed decisions about certain employers that they might be looking into. And, you know, now that they're going to be using real names to user profiles, it risks the, you know, that they're less inclined to leave honest reviews or even reviews at all.
That's right. So who does that further hurt? Does that further hurt the employers or the employees?
Glassdoor.
Because, yeah, sure, but Glassdoor is just the middle.
Yeah,
well, this, right? Like they're, like, as far as I'm concerned, they're just collecting checks on them.
Right. That's a good point.
Yeah. Like maybe the real answer is the real answer. Maybe there is a answer where just like companies have job recruiting boards on their site, they have reviews posted on their site.
Right.
Right. But that too has to be transparently managed. And, you know, now you can remove Glassdoor from the mix. It's like everyone puts up, you know, a Glassdoor like app on their own company website and let employees do their thing, or let them do it from the inside and then you expose it out, right? Like you as an employer can take better control over that privacy as well too. You and I worked at an organization that leveraged a bit of technology that would query its employees, right? Like, and it would ask them, right? Like, you know, questions, feedback for management ostensibly, right? Like, and that was anonymized and that allowed management to be able to understand really kind of how employees genuinely felt. I think you could take that a step further and expose that externally, remove the glass doors of the world from this equation. But that's part of the problem too, is like as an employer, you have no control over the fact that Glassdoor exists and those posts are even out there. It's like the Yelp problem for a restaurant. It's exactly
the same point. Yeah.
It's exactly the same problem.
That's what's so funny about that is like you have Yelp and then you have Google. And if you've ever noticed, Yelp usually has the worst reviews for someone and then the reviews on Google are probably better.
Yeah, I don't know what the correlation or causation there is, but I've seen it. I've definitely witnessed the same.
Yeah. Either I don't know if Yelp people are just meaner, if it's like a Reddit thing. They just get like they get more harsh.
They get salty. They get real salty.
I mean, the privacy implications of this are concerning too when we're talking about
all kinds of privacy implications.
Yeah, consent especially.
Consent. There's some deletion problems. So the only way to remove that connection between your name and that profile and that post is by deleting your account. But it sounds like that process isn't working 100% as expected by everyone. And so deleting accounts didn't guarantee removal of personal data.
Right.
The process itself was a bit unclear. Glassdoor is defending themselves against this and they're claiming to prioritize user privacy. But yeah, they're facing some natural criticism. I'm finding it hard again yet to fully criticize Glassdoor. And the reason why I'm doing that is because I really want to put a little bit more responsibility back on us and say like, you know, when a site tells you something is anonymous, don't just trust it.
Right.
Why is it anonymous? Because you and I both know that it was never actually anonymous under the hood. They were always one data breach away from being non-anonymous. That was always the case.
Yeah.
You signed up with account, email address. You were always one data breach away from not being anonymous anyway. So why did you think that putting that in the pool meant that you could ever remove it from the pool?
Oh, that's such a good point. Thank you for saying that. Because you know what it reminded me of? Food labels and branding for – like, let's just take cereal, for instance. You're going to – like anything out there that says you're going to see on the label, they're going to try to paint a picture that this is healthy.
Yes.
They're going to say – they're going to use words that make you feel more comfortable.
Yes.
And for the people that don't pay attention –
packaging and colors and all of that.
Yes.
Yeah. Imagery.
But you look at the back and then you look at the first ingredients and it's like sugar.
Yeah. Just like I won't call them my name, but there's like that fruit smoothie on the market where like they go out of their way to make this thing look stupid healthy.
Right.
And it's got way more sugar than like two cans of soda. Yeah. And they're like, it's all natural. I'm like,
it's all natural. It's organic. It's organic
90 grams of sugar.
Doesn't matter.
It's like saying these bullets are 100% organic bullets. Like, whoa. I'm not certain I want them hitting me at 200 miles an hour.
That's the power of good marketing and good good branding is tricking your mind.
That's the power of relinquishing our responsibility and accountability. I'm not saying I don't want to take away the truth in your statement because it is deceptive practices at best.
Right.
But I don't think what Glassdoor did here was deceptive. I'm certain that their language always stated they could change their game. I'm certain the language always said we can take our ball and do whatever we want with it anytime we want.
Right.
Yeah.
It's concerning.
I feel it compelled to put the onus back on the community and the community to do two things. A, put pressure on people like Glassdoor to make these things not
don't use it anymore.
Yeah. And then be super more mindful, man. Let this be an example of why your privacy requires validation and verification and not just simply trust.
Yeah. Let me flip the switch and ask you this, Gabe, because of the, like the integration with Fishbowl, do you think that that also can bring in some data privacy or data security issues or concerns?
Almost guaranteed is the answer. And I think part of the reason for that is, you know, again, goes back to the data itself was always under the hood. And so there was always the possibility and likelihood that Glassdoor as a company could join that data together and further, you know, learn more about an organization. If I'm not mistaken, because we saw this play out with a bunch of other data brokers, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We saw this play out with the federal government buying data from data brokers. We saw this playing out with data brokers going bankrupt and getting assumed by other ones. When things like acquisitions happen, it appears that there's still some less than clarity, if not outright freaking fog of war, on how you consented to originally use your data and how that consent has changed now that that organization has sold itself to another entity or right. was bought out by another entity, right? Like it's not clear, but when that entity is no longer the same entity and you gave permission to entity A, but now entity A was purchased by entity B, your consent seems to be in the breeze a bit. The Europeans seem to be dealing with this a little bit better than us. But, you know, again, we don't even have a federal version of CCPA or any of those things or GDPR, right? We don't even have a federal version of those. So
right.
well behind we are.
Well, do you think that this is going to be something that will actually get some more attention because of something like this happening? Or do you think it's just going to probably get overlooked?
I'm normally fairly cynical and be like, this will blow over. I don't think this one's going to blow over, man. I just don't think this one's going to blow over. I think people are going to, in droves, run away from ever leaving a review on Glassdoor, which I think also has the inverse problem for companies, which is people will be afraid to leave good reviews as well.
Yeah, which is going to hurt everyone. So
yeah, everyone gets
it. It'll be interesting to see what happens.
I will make another blanket statement, though. Everyone should have always been taking all of these reviews with a grain of salt in the first place.
Yeah.
There's no context behind them. It's not like a food review where it's like, okay, my food came out cold or my food came out 20 minutes late. Like it could have just been a busy night. Again, context is missing from that. But with a lot of reviews, there's a lot of context missing. Management was bad, made all the wrong decisions.
Right.
Look, as someone who's existed on different rungs of the ladder, I understand that sometimes things that just look like bad decisions up top, they probably are real bad decisions, but they're not always made out of you know, poor thinking.
That's not
to say that they're not made out of poor thinking. Just to say that, like, without context,
that's a good point.
Criticizing really difficult decisions by people that probably have a little bit more access to information is sometimes out of context. Now, sometimes you'll get those folks that go, yeah, but that same management team never sought more information from those. Well, like, that's all context. But a lot of these reviews lack all of these things. And so context be damned. I think
matters.
Everyone should have taken all of these reviews with a grain of salt to begin with. You never should have put that much weight in any of them. Good reviews or bad reviews, you should have put little weight on all of them because there's no context. And they were anonymous.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? You don't know if someone paid them to say that. You don't know.
They were anonymous and no context.
Just like movie reviews, some of my favorite movies have one of the worst reviews, but I still love them. So see for yourself. It could be something that where you have to – you can't just take this – their word for it sometimes in a sense. So like at the same time, you don't really need Glassdoor. Just put it that way.
I'm just going to throw random solutions out there again, right? Cause why not? If you had the ability to validate some of the concerns you may or may not have with an organization through your own network, that would be a lot more powerful. And I'm talking explicitly about, like, if you had more of a LinkedIn style Glassdoor system where it's like, go ask these 10 people in your network, right? Their third degree connections, second, fourth, fifth degree connections, like validate those things through your network. Like, I don't know who accountant for is that worked there 5 years ago as a part-time employee was. Like, I don't know who the fuck that is. And why am I trusting any of the words they say? For all I know, they could be the most trustworthy human being on the planet. I do not know that. They could also be so low they've got to jump to crawl below a snake. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know where they're at.
So what you're saying, Gabe, is don't slide in the DMs. Go meet her in person.
I'm saying don't at me about it. Not at me.
So, yeah.
Caveat emptor, buyer beware. all of the things come into play here. I think this is one for us in particular. I think we should open this one up to wide conversation to the world, right? Like, right. I don't think I'm equipped to give an informed opinion that I would want anyone else to take forward with them. I only have as I typically do, just the way I see it on the surface there. But number one, don't trust SaaS platforms just blindly because they say that they're anonymous. So Shame on you. Number two, be mindful of what you consume from these platforms that claim to be anonymous, because anonymity also breeds all kinds of other misinformation.
Right.
And number three, take the control back, right? Like, take that control back from this third party who's I don't know how they're incentivized to put this information out there, but they obviously are incentivized to do so. But you're incentivized to go find out for yourself. So do that.
Great points.
Yeah.
And with that, hope you guys enjoyed. If you got questions, comments, shoot them our way. We will see y'all next week. Take care. Hey, you guys made it all the way to the end. Thanks for listening. Again, if this is your first time, we really appreciate the support and everyone that's always been around since the beginning. We love you guys. Keep supporting Privacy Please, and we'll always have new content each and every week. Cameron Ivy, over and out.